Another chance to turn back the clock to the good old days of Steam Radio. There's some tracks from a new CD and a couple of anniversaries celebrated in musical terms. In other words, a bumper October edition of Organ First Radio. Years ago this month, on the 9th day to be precise, the first of 45 episodes, which ran through until 1974, quickly became a cult following. Most people know the Dead Parrot sketch off by heart, and who can honestly say they've never had someone say to them, "Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more." Yes, it's Monty Python's Flying Circus. Absurd situations, risque and innuendo-laden humour, sight gags, crazy animations, all of which targeted the idiosyncrasies of British life, with each episode introduced by Sousa's famous march, the Liberty Bell. Although not played there as by Phil Kelsall from the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer and taken from his second LP, released some 10 years later. Anyway, and now for something completely different.
And music while you work is played today by Brian Sharp, his organ and things.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wally Work was played today by Brian Sharp, his organ and things.
The amazing one-man edition of Music While You Work, first broadcast on the 28th of July 1983 by Brian Sharp, his organ and things, and kindly sent to me by Tim Wills. Now, ironically, on the very day that the aforementioned Monty Python show was first broadcast, October the 9th, some 10 years earlier, one of the greatest American tenors of Italian ancestry passed away, apparently from a pulmonary embolism at the very early age of 38. His name, of course, was Mario Lanza. 1952 saw him dismissed by MGM from the set of the film The Student Prince, although he had recorded all the music tracks. In the eventual film, it was Edmund Purdom who was dubbed to those Lanza recordings. So, with memories of the music of Sigmund Romberg, here is Australian organist John Atwell at the lovely Wurlitzer organ in the Capri Theatre in Adelaide.
Thank you.
John Atwell at the Capri Theatre Adelaide Wurlitzer with a selection from The Student Prince. From time to time, listeners to the programme get in contact with me, offering me the chance to add commercial recordings to my collection. One such offer came from John Orme, who asked if I'd ever heard of a famous Midlands organist by the name of Stan Whittington, as he got a recording of him playing the former Gaumont Coventry Compton organ. Well, not only had I heard of Stan, I'd actually enjoyed hearing him play a concert on that very organ. When it came time for the instrument to be removed, Stan actually purchased it and installed it in a special building in a village in Leicestershire, and where these two tracks were recorded. They being Dance On, which was a number one hit for the instrumental group The Shadows, and that's followed by Say Wonderful Things to Me, which was the United Kingdom's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest in 1963, the singer being Ronnie Carroll. once again, my thanks to listener John Orme for giving me the opportunity to add that rare recording to my collection of Stanley Whittington playing the former Compton Theatre organ that used to be in the Gaumont Cinema in Coventry. Time to now spend the next 10 minutes in the company of our very own Jimmy Smith, who has just released another new recording, which follows quickly upon that of the last one, which was only available via computer downloads. Now, Jimmy recognises that not everyone has the means to adopt or adapt to the new way of adding music to one's collections, and so this new one is on the more favoured CD. The title is Jimmy Does the Shows, and it features music from some of the greatest musicals that have appeared from Broadway to the West End by such composers as Fats Waller, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Lerner and Lowe, Jerome Kern, and George and Ira Gershwin. For the first of two tracks from this new CD, on which Jimmy once again features the Yamaha EL90, he's interwoven Young and Foolish from the show Plain and Fancy with Poor Butterfly, which comes from The Big Show.
Thank you.
Young and Foolish and Poor Butterfly, played there by Jimmy Smith at the Yamaha EL90 and taken from his new CD, Jimmy Smith Does the Shows, and which is available from MSS Studios. It's there that you'll find full details of the 14 tracks, which feature 19 tunes in total from such shows as the two I've just mentioned, as well as Oklahoma, Hot Chocolates, Flower Drum Song, Sound of Music, South Pacific, My Fair Lady, Finian's Rainbow, Whoopee, Kismet, Brigadoon, and Very Warm for May. And there's this next one, which happens to be the last on the CD and the last in the show this month. All in all, it's a very enjoyable CD with a great choice of music that I'm sure will please everyone. And, of course, it's good to hear Jimmy back in the recording studios once again. So, taking us out of Organ First Radio this month, the theme from a 1927 musical of the same name, but to which Jimmy Smith has added his own musical touch to. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now, and Jimmy, strike up the band.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.